Chapter 6. And Job made answer and said, If only my passion might be measured, and put into the scales against my trouble. For then its weight would be more than the sand of the seas, because of this my words have been uncontrolled. For the arrows of the ruler of all are present with me, and their poison goes deep into my spirit, his army of fears is put in order against me. Does the ass of the fields give out his voice when he has grass, or does the ox make sounds over his food? Will a man take food which has no taste without salt? Or is there any taste in the soft substance of purslane? My soul has no desire for such things, they are as disease in my food. If only I might have an answer to my prayer, and God would give me my desire. If only he would be pleased to put an end to me, and would let loose his hand, so that I might be cut off, so I would still have comfort, and I would have joy in the pains of death, for I have not been false to the words of the Holy One. Have I strength to go on waiting, or have I any end to be looking forward to? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh brass? I have no help in myself, and wisdom is completely gone from me. He whose heart is shut against his friend has given up the fear of the ruler of all. My friends have been false like a stream, like streams in the valleys which come to an end, which are dark because of the ice, and the snow falling into them, under the burning sun they are cut off, and come to nothing because of the heat. The camel trains go out of their way, they go up into the waste and come to destruction. The camel trains of Tema were searching with care, the bands of Sheba were waiting for them. They were put to shame because of their hope, they came and their hope was gone. So have you now become to me, you see my sad condition and are in fear. Did I say, give me something? Or, make a payment for me out of your wealth? Or, get me out of the power of my hater? Or, give money so that I may be free from the power of the cruel ones? Give me teaching and I will be quiet, and make me see my error. How pleasing are upright words, but what force is there in your arguments? My words may seem wrong to you, but the words of him who has no hope are for the wind. Truly, you are such as would give up the child of a dead man to his creditors, and would make a profit out of your friend. Now then, let your eyes be turned to me, for truly I will not say what is false to your face. Let your minds be changed, and do not have an evil opinion of me. Yes, be changed. For my righteousness is still in me. Is there evil in my tongue? Is not the cause of my trouble clear to me?